This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear about the state of the Red Lake Nation, an effort to grow tribal food sovereignty, Native poets gather in Minneapolis, and Grandma Aim walks on.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Red Lake Chairman Daryl Seeke addressed the Red Lake Nation on March 27th in his first State of the Band speech since becoming chairman. He began by listing the nation's assets, land, sovereignty, and most importantly, the nearly 12,000 citizens of the nation. Seeke called on everyone to work to overcome the tribe's health challenges, primarily addiction and violence. Seeke reported the Red Lake Nation is on strong financial footing with the permanent trust growing nearly 5% over 2014. Seeke briefly talked about some economic development plans under consideration. Within the Red Lake boundaries, the Tribal Council is considering a marijuana and hemp farm. Beyond the boundaries, Seeke talked about expanding the business enterprises in Minneapolis and Duluth. Tribes and Native-run nonprofit organizations in Minnesota have a new opportunity to develop their agricultural work. First Nations Development Institute just announced a new initiative in Minnesota to provide resources to grow these projects. Melissa Townsend has the story.
Tribes and Native organizations across the state have a wide variety of agricultural initiatives. Just to name a few, there's the Wazupi Farm at the Shakopee-Mittawakten Sioux Community, the Dream of Wild Health Farm in Hugo, and the White Earth Land Recovery Project. Professionals at First Nations Development Institute say these initiatives are good, and they could grow to be even more fruitful. The organization is a Colorado-based nonprofit that works with tribal communities around the country on projects like these. Ray Foxworth is the group's vice president.
They have made a splash in the marketplace, and so we'll be looking at how to sort of take those businesses to scale and expand them and things like that.
Foxworth's organization has just received funds from the Minnesota-based Bremer Foundation to work with Native communities in the state. The goal is to increase food sovereignty so Native communities grow and raise more of their own food. They could offer healthier food options and capture the dollars tribal members are spending on food produced by other sources.
Really, we just hope to bring together cutting-edge programs so tribes can learn from one another in terms of possible models that may be applicable to tribes in Minnesota.
Foxworth says the initiative will start out with a gathering of interested tribes and Native organizations at Mystic Lake Casino. That meeting is planned for the week of July 6th. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Native poets from around the country were part of a recent reading at All My Relations Gallery in the South Minneapolis American Indian Corridor. On April 8th, more than 8 poets read their work to a small, appreciative audience. Local Dakota man Tom LeBlanc was the first to take the mic.
The drum continues to sing. Genocide is the greatest crime against humanity. The drum will end the revolution.
The reading at All My Relations Gallery was hosted by Mad Hat Press, the nonprofit publishing house, and Fulcrum, an annual literary journal. Fulcrum's next annual is scheduled to include roughly 200 pages of Native poetry. The reading kicked off a weekend of literary events tied to the National Conference of the Association of Writers and Writing Programs that was held at the Minneapolis Convention Center April 8th through the 11th. Pat Bellinger, a woman known to some as Grandma Aim, passed away on Thursday, April 2nd. Throughout the 70s and 80s, Bellinger was a central figure advocating for human rights and programs to benefit American Indians across the country. She was a founding member of the American Indian Movement based in Minneapolis. Last July, she was honored at a feast celebrating the 46th anniversary of the founding of AIM. At that event, her daughter, Lisa Bellinger, talked about experiences growing up in the organization.
Our house became one of the strategic planning spots during the Wounded Knee trials, and I remember these spotlights. The cars, police cars would drive by our house with these huge spotlights shining in on us, and just another page in our FBI files.
Also at that event, Minneapolis-based musician Larry Long performed a song he created with students at Sanford Middle School back in 2013. The song honors Awanakwe, or Water Woman, which was Bellinger's Ojibwe name.
To care for Mother Earth from the moment of our birth, Awanakwe, Awanakwe, Awanakwe.
Pat Bellinger was 72 when she passed away from pneumonia. This is Minnesota Native News.
To be a wild-